When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV on a Misery Friday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. You know, on Monday, these things are branded. We called it Misery Monday. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel it was that miserable because close game, lost to Steelers, and it was a short week. You knew you had the Eagles coming up, and I think all of us would have said if they win one out of those two, that's fantastic, right? But now that you've lost both of those games, and then the offense just doesn't look right.
You can brand it a Misery Friday.
I think it's kind of miserable.
It's okay.
It's definitely, I would have maybe dubbed it a frustrating Friday because you're frustrated, right? So in the last two games, in a short period of time, they've had 11 punts. This offense was not like that earlier this season.
I miss the high-flying days of when they're beating up on the Bengals and the Cardinals and scoring 38, 42, 34 against the Browns. Take me back to the times when they're hanging a 40 spot on the stupid Carolina Panthers. And those are the good old days.
And in this game, you're outgained 434 to 264.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before. If you took out the last drive, it would be even a greater disparity. Now, you can make an argument. Hey, it was 12 to 10. It's the fourth quarter. They kick a field goal. They can grab the lead there late in the game. And the Steelers game could have gone either way. So you can make that argument. But to me, who do you blame for the performance last night? You want to do blame pie deal? I mean, a lot of it's on Jaden. I think a lot of it is on Cliff Kingsbury. I don't want to buy into Cliff Kingsbury second half swoon, but we're starting to see it.
How are we just letting Dan Quinn off the hook for not taking the points?
No, you can, like, you can certainly.
I think that's a huge part of the blame pie. Like, he has to be called out for that. And he'll cop to it. He knows that was a huge swing portion of the game. And look, that could have deflated your entire team when you just need 2 yards at that point to keep the drive going. Like, by the way, that went from second and inches to a fourth and two. Like, they just kept going backwards on that drive. That was discouraging, not taking those 3 points.
But conversely,
not saying that would have won them the game because there was still a lot of time left.
Yeah.
But I think that definitely, like, that hurts the psyche.
So you kicked the field goal there. I think conversely, he's thinking about the psyche is that it would uplift the team if they convert it.
He was looking for a jolt.
On year, they had so much success on fourth down conversions. So they probably felt confident with their play calls. And I keep bringing this up, but the three previous drives to that fourth down, the Eagles had driven the ball 87 yards, settled for a field goal, 74 yards, settled for a field goal, 76 yards, scored a touchdown. So they were having their way with the Commanders' defense at that point. So I think that forced his hand.
The biggest factor in this little swoon is Jaden Daniels. And I love Jaden, and I think he's generational, and I think he's going to be an elite player. But he's just had off game for whatever reason. I don't know if it's injury. I don't know if it's just, you know, obviously he's not getting the same protection up front. Obviously they're playing much better teams. But he gets the credit for all those dynamic games he had beforehand. He was unbelievable. But I agree with him. He has to play better. So to me, the number one factor, it's a huge factor they're playing better teams. It's a huge factor that he's banged up. But the number one overall factor why we're losing these games, Jaden's not playing his A game. And everybody, all great players, I mean, Lamar Jackson doesn't have an A-plus game every time. He pretty much does this year. But, you know, C.J. Stroud doesn't always have a great game. Jalen Hurts doesn't always have a great game. And I think for the last 2 weeks, Jaden's clearly been off. And I think that's the number one reason why the offense hasn't been as productive as it has been.
I agree with you, and we often wonder how they come up with that QBR number, but the QBR, an average QBR, is 50. On the season, Jaden Daniels is a 67, so well above average. But the last 2 weeks, he He's had a 36.1 QBR and a 22.1 QBR. So he's certainly been off. And I think everything you say is accurate, EB. Some of it is who they're playing. Some of it is probably more film and they're desperate to keep in the pocket. We'll never know how much health is a factor. And then, I'm sorry, Kingsbury, you want to put him on probation? I think he is on probation. Until he proves that narrative wrong, it's going to be brought up.
Well, why are we throwing all the screen passes? Like, throughout the game. Like, what are we doing? Let's look downfield every once in a while.
I'm guessing the receivers are just blanketed. But
maybe that's true, Cakes. But, I mean, within 2 seconds, I mean, 1.5 seconds, he's just dumping it off. Like, how much is he even looking downfield the last couple weeks?
Hard to tell. Hard to tell unless you got the all 22 and you know the progressions and where he's supposed to go first and second.
I'm too cheap. I mean, I used to pay for it.
And
I'm too
not Logan Paulson. I can't break stuff down like that. Are you kidding? All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener
Cakes,
lines.
The all 22 is also butt boring. There's no audio. Oh, it's literally, it puts you to sleep.
Melatonin. All right, let's go to Bernard. He's listening in York, PA on the Odyssey app, I'm assuming. Bernard, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm not an expert or anything. You know, I'm sort of a layman. But I think there's a couple of factors. One, I think Jaden might have hit that infamous rookie wall. Mm-hmm. Also, I think the center, Biadasz, I don't think he's 100%. I think he's has a gimpy ankle. I just think it's it's a few factors. I don't think Jaden is healthy. I think he's still suffering from that rib injury. So it's a lot of factors. Like I said, and then they have film on them, so they pretty much know what they're doing to know how to defend it. That's all I want to say. I just think that they'll get better as the health improves. That's just my opinion.
All right, thank you, Bernard.
Thank you, Bernard. Appreciate the call.
You know, also, I think we're focusing on the offense. Also, the defense. All right, I wouldn't say what's the biggest factor. I agree with EB, it's Jaden, but the defense hasn't played well enough to win. Last, really was Sunday, but let's just say last week against the Steelers, they gave up, big throws. This week it wasn't on the secondary, but they gave up a ton of yards on the ground. Now, I thought they did a pretty good job for roughly three quarters, but in the end, Philadelphia wore them down and they ended up with 434 yards of offense, so the defense wasn't getting it done.
They need Lattimore to be ready for the Cowboys game. They need
That'd be a big help.
Need him to go out there and just say, hey, you know what, CeeDee Lamb, that's your guy. You're following him all over the field. You never leave him. Hopefully they have that luxury going into the next game.
Also, you bring up punts a lot, and I think your magic number in the past kind of cynically was, well, if we can force three punts.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they did, three punts. That's not enough. Out of 10 drives, the Eagles set up for at least a field goal on 7 of them.
That's how low the bar's been. But also, that's how explosive our offense has been.
Right.
And it's just not been there in the last couple of weeks.
And, I mean, I'd like to see the stats on how many teams win games when they're 1-for-10 on third down conversions late into the game. They had a few meaningless ones on the last drive. I barely count those. But when it counted, they were 1-for-9 or 1-for-10.
That ties into the running game being ineffective, and all of a sudden now you can't convert on third down. You got to have the running game in there, too.
All right, let's go to Paul. He's calling you from D.C. Paul, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
What's up, Paul?
Yeah, you can't call it a frustrated. It's the F-F Friday, and I'm going to tell you why. The coaches are to blame for this loss. The coaches are to blame. And don't give Cliff Kingsbury a pass, because here's the deal. If Jaden is hurt, then don't put him out there in two games in 4 days. You go ahead and go with Marcus Mariota. That's why you signed him, especially if you think you're going to lose the game. But Dan Quinn not kicking that field goal changed the dynamics of the game. You can't blame it on the defense. I'm going to tell you why. The defense, if you told the defense that you were going to only give up 21 points or 19 points to Philadelphia Eagles, one of the top offensive teams in the game, you would take that. They was on the field the whole game, bruh. The whole game. You just read down the drives, 11 plays. The offense had sustained very little drives. So at the end of the day, if Jaden is hurt and you can't throw the ball down the field, then guess what? Play somebody else or run the ball more. It's not so much the running game wasn't working. He don't stick with it long enough. He do a couple of runs, and then he go right back to throwing four.
They haven't had success. This isn't Eric Bieniemy. Thanks for your call. Thank this you, isn't Paul. Eric Bieniemy's offense, Paul. If you look at it, again, I keep bringing up these numbers, but they are what they are. Against Pittsburgh, they ran the ball 22 times for 60 yards. Yesterday, 22 times for 93 yards. Jaden's part of that. All right, Jaden isn't running like he had in some of the games earlier, but they're just not having the success. Maybe it's because they're playing better guys. I'm telling you, Hayward was a force in the Steelers game, and Jalen Carter was a force in this game.
Well, luckily, they face a softer defense after, what is it, a 10-day break? Little mini-bye. Like, Dallas is giving up nearly 30 points per game.
And I do
you
think
should have a softer landing spot against them.
And I do think some of Jaden's success is tied to the success of the running game.
Certainly. Of course.
Let's go. You also notice defensively, they're running a bunch of different guys in there. I mean, hell, there was a guy in there yesterday. I'm embarrassed to admit, I didn't know who the guy was. I mean, Sheldon Day jumped out at me last week, and I thought he made some plays again this week. But there was another guy in there, Julius or something. I don't even know who one of those interior guys was. I had never heard of him.
I think you're talking about Jalen Holmes. I saw him. I was like, who's that dude? I had the same issue.
What's going on? Well, I can't even ID a couple of these guys.
Lost Jonathan Allen, so they need some depth.
Yeah.
Right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Actually, we'll take a quick break. Come back to more of your calls. Who gets the majority of the blame for the struggles? Is it Jaden Daniels? That's what EB has said. Is it the defense? Is it the coaching? More of your calls next here on the Junkies.